this is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yum. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia.
Good morning.
And welcome to our program, Suki Yum. We're forever surrounded by sounds, but could one ever imagine that the sounds we find around us can have a healing effect? And this is called sound therapy. What is it exactly, Dr. Lydia?
This is very, very ancient healing technique, what people started to use as an entertainment nowadays. The sound therapy started from shamanic rituals, shamanic cultures, with the drums, with the some primitive instruments, would have a slight hypnotic effect to our mind. In our days, music therapy have different directions. We can speak about biomusicology, we can speak about psychoacoustic, we can speak about spontaneous dance and embodied music cognition. And all of them have emotional stress relief effect. Margaret, in the beginning of the series, we was talking about vibrational therapy. And we mentioned different of them already. And today, the sound therapy is actually the pure vibrational therapy, because the sound producing the vibrations, the air vibrations, the vibrations of our ears, the structure of our ears are responding for the vibrations
of
the air.
Ears.
The vibration of the air is connected to our ears. Yes? So the music and the sound is a pure vibrations.
And how can they affect us?
So, as you know, when we're listening different music, just different music, we already have experiencing the effect of that. Like what? Some music makes us more sad, some music makes us more happier. We have a special beat in our days, what is stimulating our activities. If you will go to disco, you will see how active people are there. And at the same time, like children, or when we're in special mood, we're remembering our mother singing, yes, the special song with the deep voice, when the baby is listening the voice of the mother. And this is already sound therapy. Without us knowing, we are with the pain or some uncomfortable in the body, the baby is responding for the mother's voice and responding for the sound, because the sound have a particular frequencies where the baby is already attuned by being the embryo, by living 9 months inside of the mother's body, and already attuned for this voice. So this is sound therapy. Beside of that, it's more and more interest growing in the modern healing world, how to use the sound for the treatment, even in the clinical practice. So I know some few big clinics in Germany and Russia, in India, where the doctors, medical doctors, using sound therapy as a complementary method to treat human body in general, to treat the psycho-emotional state, but also to treat the particular organs, because different organs responding for different type of sound.
In fact, Dr. Mitchell Elgaino, director of the Medical Oncology and Integrative Medicine Center in New York and author of The Healing Power of Sound, says that sound can play a role in virtually any medical disorder, since it redresses imbalances on every level of physiological functioning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, science has long known about the brainwaves patterns of electrical activity generated by the millions of neural cells in the human brain. And as you know, the brain is conducted the function of our internal organs. So the sound therapy have two directions how to affect the human body. Through the brain, by listening a particular sound, the brain is attuning to these vibrations and providing the healing effect to the organs, particular organs, or direct to the organs. And this is like a more multivarial method, because then people
what
using
is it? Multivarial.
It's more instruments involved, more different sounds involved, because it's affected different systems of the organs. Like, for example, the digestive system will react for one type of vibration frequencies. The heart system, the cardiovascular system will react for the different frequencies. The kidney attuned for the third type of frequencies. The diapason of the frequencies can be very different. And sound therapy is using like different colors in a painting, using different frequencies of the sound, which affect different systems and different organs. At the same time, we can speak about psychosomatic diseases. As you know, maybe you heard, around 85% of all diseases have a psychosomatic base.
85%.
Yes. So it means they build up in the human body as a result of a stress or shock or big disturbances for our mind. And it means the sound can, by releasing the stress level in the body, it can be a physiological stress, it can be a physical stress, it can be biochemical stress through the food we're eating or through the substances what we're using, or the side effect of a pharmaceutical medicine is a stress. It's a biochemical stress for our body. Or it can be a psychological stress or psycho-emotional stress. It can be chronic tiredness. And then, like, we cannot move out of the stress. We are in frame of the stress. So in this condition, sound therapy can be very, very effective, because it's moving us out, shifted us out of these stressful frequencies. And we are the system becoming to be open. So the body is responding for the particular frequencies and reattuning. It's very much reminding the musical instrument in a primitive form, of course, because the human body is much more complicated system. But in the parallel of musical instrument, like if you will attune your violin and you will put it to the table, the sound from the outside, like a big truck passed through, yes, or somebody screaming in the room, the instrument changing the tune, so you cannot play music, because when you will start again, you will see the strings are not correctly attuned to the tonality, to the tone what was in the beginning. So you have to reattune this instrument. The same is happening with us. By receiving, for example, stressful news, or by eating artificial food, or intolerant food, not suitable for our organism, we are losing the harmonious tone, harmonious tune of our being. So we have to be reattuned. And the sound therapy doing exactly what the conductor is doing for the orchestra, reattuning the energy system, the mind system, and the physiological system of the body.
So how about giving some practical examples of these sounds?
Yes, I prepare some fragment of brain concentration sound, the sonics of the sound, attuning the brain for being more perceptive to receive the information. It can help a student, for example, if instead of heavier music in the earphone, they can listen this brain concentration sound, and the effect of it will be seeing on less tiredness of the mind, more hours of work, of reading. So the focus of concentration will be easier getting during the study, for example, during the lecture. So, if you can hear different type of music, like a classical music, heavy metal music, or the sound of the nature, you can see the different effect of this music. Yeah? Like, for example, heavy metal music. For some people, it's a strong booster, it's a stimulator. And people feel more active, physically active. So, in the contrary, the music of the classical music or the dolphin sound will have a calming effect, more integrative effect. And it is no bad or good sound. We're talking about not from the judgmental point, but we are talking about the more harmonizing music, more integrative music, and more destructive music for our integrity. So in our days, we can choose the sound according to our needs. If we're listening too long time relaxation music, we will be more relaxed. But in the same time, if we need to activate our system, to boost us up, we can listen more active music. What is also good effect, if this is a harmonious sonics.
So I think it would be a good idea to listen first to the heavy music, to see the contrast here, and then we'll listen to the dolphin music. Mm-hmm. Merciless crimes, our greatest commandments, both designs. Skin on the skin, we try controlling our fate. Breaking bodies by living, if we come too late. Trapped inside this, I'm not bad right now. 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 In fact, you know, using music as a kind of therapy, Alfred A. Tomatis experimented with Gregorian chants and music by composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And to this day, proponents of the Tomatis method claim his listening techniques treat learning difficulties and assist in learning second languages, developing better communication skills and improving creativity. In fact, let's listen to some examples of Gregorian chant and see what effect it can have on you.
Non passo di
I'm sure you must be feeling better after that Gregorian chant. In fact, Lydia, I find it so uplifting, you know, this kind of music really relaxes me, and there's a spiritual kind of healing as well, listening to this kind of music.
Definitely, this is one of the meaning of the bells. As you know, in Malta, many churches have the bells. In Russia, we have a very famous deep bells. And the bell...
They are deep bells.
Deep. So they're creating this spheric, sonic, spheric sound, what have a healing effect not only for the brain, for the mind of people, but also for the space. So during the... It was very interesting research. This spheric sound decreasing even the level of diseases in some particular area if people are listening it regularly. And we have different types of sound therapy. We have a sound therapy what is using only the pure tone, one tone. We have a natural sound like dolphin sound, nature sound, ray sound. People going to the sea, they saying, I love the wave sound, so it's giving calming effect. But also nowadays it's more and more interest for the quantum sound layers, precise frequencies. They tune to the particular brain wave patterns as a B, A, beta, alpha, theta, and gamma. Each of this type have a particular frequencies, like for example, beta frequencies between 14 and 100 hertz, and this is the fastest frequencies. This is the frequencies where all the modern world exists. So we are on a fast food, fast life, fast existence, and our perception are very low. We are all complaining about fatigue, about low perceptions. We are very forgetful because the frequencies of the brain is very high. To slow down, we need to use the sound, a particular quantum sound, which will affect our brain and attune it into the alpha rhythm between 8 and 13 hertz. So you can also reach this level through the meditation, what we was talking before, yes, like, for example, Anka meditation or number meditation. So it's bringing the brain into alpha state.
The most what do you deeper, mean by bringing the brain into the alpha state?
The brain is slowing down. The wave of the brain is more active. Alpha.
So the rhythms in our body slow down as well?
Yes, alpha. Our rhythm of the body becoming to be more healing because our body have a strong potential of self-restoring and self-healing if we, if our brain attune more on a slow wave.
So the alpha state is the state of healing, then?
Yes, it's the beginning of the healing. The theta rhythm between 4 and 7.9 hertz is the rhythm of the embryo, even. So when we are in the last few months of development or in our early childhood, we are very perceptive. And our brainwave, dominated brainwave, is a... theta rhythm. So we are learning very quickly. Yes, in 9 months the embryo is passing through being the one cell into the full organism of human body. So it's not a joke. It's all evolution of millions of years is packed just in the 9 months. It's possible only because the structure of first represent the brain, the primal brain, and then the formatted brain have a low rhythm. And the lowest rhythm, delta rhythm, is from 0.1 until 3.9 hertz. So this is the slowest rhythm. It's a rhythm where not on only our cortex exists, it's our neocortex, our ancient
brain. So can you explain cortex and neocortex?
So cortex, it's a gray brain, we can speak about it.
The gray matter? The gray matter.
So this is a new formation. And we have also ancient formation, what you can find in a lot of animals' brain. It's a white substances, yes, where all our reflexes based on this white substances. So the wave of our brain, these four primal patterns of the brain.
You're getting a bit difficult for me, Lydia, here.
Yes, I won't go into this deeper.
My goodness, you're losing me here.
So I won't
go. So you're saying that we have this very old substance in our brain,
and it can be regulated by the sound.
By sound. And what happens when it's when this substance is regulated by sound?
We need to achieve the state of harmony. The state of harmony is the state of synchronicity.
Okay.
So all the sound therapy is how to bring you in the state of synchronicity. In some cultures, like Asian culture, people using mantras. So a mantra, it's a particular sound. The mantra have to be very precise.
It's a repetition, mantra.
It's not only repetition. It's also a sort of a formula. The formula of the frequencies, what can bring you in a special state of perception.
You mean sound can be like a mantra?
Sound going through mantra, but also sound can be.
What do you mean going through mantra?
When you're repeating the particular words,
yes,
with the particular tone,
yes,
you are influencing yourself, the space around the environment, and the people who are included into this environment on a particular perception. The same effect you can see in the churches, like the during the mass, the priest is repeating the prayer. This is also bringing people in a particular state. This is a sound therapy. Some churches have quite famous in Malta by the masses what is serving regularly in these churches, and people saying, oh, this priest have a particular voice, I like this voice. So what is happening? This is a sound which has affected the perception of the mind of these people. Now we can hear crystal sound, healing sound, and you can experience your own experience towards that sound. Enjoy it.
I'd just like to add that it is claimed that exposing children to classical music increases brain development. But then the voice is also considered as a powerful tool for healing, isn't it, Dr. Lydia?
It is an incredible investigation in this area. So it is more and more scientific fact. In the area of healing, in the area of psychotherapy, art therapy, especially for the autistic children, children with mental problems, emotional problems. I was working one time with children, the victims of the war, and the simple therapy what we can offer in this time was sound therapy and voice therapy. Because they was frozen, they was full of fears, and the stress level was very high, so they can do anything, they wasn't even responsive. So what we was doing, we was just playing all the time, particular music and particular sound.
So sometimes for the classical music, what will do the optimization for them. Sometimes it was just a sound, deep bell sound or the crystal ball sound. And then next step was the voice. So we was encouraging children to express their fear, to express their emotions, their feelings. The same therapy I was doing a couple of years ago. I did a workshop on art therapy, and sound therapy was a part of that. So we was painting mandalas, we was doing body art, and people was expressing their own sound. Sound is the frequencies, we discussed about it before. So each organ also have a different frequencies. It means each organ have its own sound or its own song. How to find it? You can start with a simple exercise. Find the voice, the type of sound, what will resonate in particular part of your area. For example, if you have a problem with the stomach, you can find the tone of your voice. And feel the vibrations in this particular area.
So you can use your own voice you to can heal yourself.
Exactly. And in the ancient time, it was quite popular, and the Ayurvedic scriptures talking about it, quite popular healing therapy, healing method for people who have nothing, no money, no time, no even encouragement to heal themselves. So the songs, many songs with a very nice melody, when it's singing from the heart, have also healing effect. I will repeat again, the song of the mother have a healing effect. And you was mentioned the silent. The silent is one of the best healer. Why? It's like the white color, which is the result, the collection, the integration of all the colors. The silent is the integration of all the sounds. And many people now aware about Vipassana meditation. It's a meditation when people are speechless. They are not producing any words, any sounds.
Sound, because they are blocked?
No, it is a method. 10 days, 2 weeks.
So it's a kind of therapy.
It's a meditation. It's a spiritual work. Another very effective way is a sound isolation therapy and sensory isolation. When people are not in touch with any sound, so they started to be inward. They started to hear themselves. So it's much to say, but maybe just to bring the awareness, the potency of the simple tools, what we already have in our bodies and in our mind is there.
Yes, I'm afraid I have to stop you there, Dr. Lydia. I know that you have a lot more to say. And in our next program, we're going to talk about aromatherapy, no?
Yes.
So don't forget to surround yourself with the right sounds and enjoy them, because now you know that they will heal you. This is Margaret Arjous, who'd like to invite you to continue this journey of our Sukhiyam with us. And until next time, I leave you with this thought. Health and disease don't just happen to us. They are active processes issuing from inner harmony or disharmony.